Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, January 28th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. UK ministers on the National Security Council agreed the National Cyber Security Centre should issue guidance that high-risk vendors should be excluded from the core of telecom operations, and no high-risk vendor should make up more than 35% of the edge access network, like phone masts. In addition, high-risk vendors will be barred from sensitive locations like nuclear sites and military bases, as well as any critical national infrastructure. The NCSC does not keep an exhaustive list of high-risk vendors, but Huawei is considered one of them. Huawei has more than 35% of the equipment in UK access networks. Telcos have 3 years to modify their implementations to reach the recommended levels. The guidance has been issued to telecoms, but Parliament will need to enact legislation to implement the guidance as law. Facebook made its off-Facebook activity tool available to all 2 billion-plus members. It had been available in specific regions prior to this. It shows 180 days of data Facebook collects from code used by non-Facebook sites to do things like serve ads or offer Facebook interactivity, like likes or embedded posts. You can see how Facebook received your information, such as whether it was when you logged in using Facebook, did a search, etc., and you can disconnect the third party from accessing your Facebook data with a clear history button. However, any data it has already collected would not be affected. It also isn't the setting that stops the third party from collecting data in the future. That's a different section of settings. And over the next 2 weeks, Facebook also plans to prompt all users to review those settings in the privacy checkup tool. The UK international money transfer service from Travelex is fully operational as of Tuesday. The service went offline almost a month ago because of ransomware attacks. Travelex has not disclosed whether it paid money to the attackers. Tesla offered its customers in China free supercharging until the coronavirus situation is resolved. China has restricted transportation in large parts of the country in order to impede the spread of the virus, which has killed more than 40 people. The idea is to make it easier for those who do need to move around to do so without having to expose themselves to other people unnecessarily. Atari announced a deal to create 8 Atari-branded hotels in the United States with esports studios and gaming playgrounds. Apparently, the Atari hotels will also have restaurants, bars, movie theaters, and even a bakery. The first one will come to Phoenix, followed by locations in Austin, Chicago, Denver, Las Vegas, San Francisco, San Jose, and Seattle. The Filmic app that can record video from multiple iPhone 11 lenses at the same time, such as front and back, has been released as an app called Double Take. It works on the iPhone 11 Pro, iPhone 11, iPhone XS, and iPhone XR. The multicam mode will arrive in the Filmic Pro app itself later this year. Apps that do the same thing like Double Take have been out since the release of iOS 13. The Wall Street Journal reports on micro-fulfillment systems piloted by supermarkets to speed up deliveries. The equipment can be set up in the back of stores and apparently fulfill up to 4,000 orders per week. An Israeli company called Fabric is constructing its first robotic fulfillment site for an unidentified regional U.S. grocer. Fabric expects to have 6 small fulfillment centers under construction by the end of the year. Finally, the Money Authority of Singapore announced a new payments law regulating multiple payment types, including cryptocurrencies, is now in force. The law aims to promote e-payments while protecting consumers. It targets preventing money laundering, money loss, interoperability problems, and other technology risks. Companies can get one of 3 licenses, a money-changing license, a standard payment license, or a major payment institution license. Bloomberg reports crypto firms like Liquid Group and Luno have applied for licenses already. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.